Well, last week as we started this series, I kind of let the cat out of the bag of what my goal was by the end of this series. My goal by the end of this series is that every person who is a part of Relevant is fully engaged in serving on a team at Relevant. My goal is for everyone who says Relevant is my church who is not serving on a team to either engage or re-engage, and that those of us who are more passionate, committed, and committed to making an impact through that team. Now, as the pastor of Relevant, that may seem like a very self-serving goal. You need to know, it is absolutely not. That's my goal because of the one word for why we exist as a church. And volunteer staff, what's that one word?
Transformation.
Transformation. That's my goal because the impact of serving is transformational. We discovered last week that according to the writers of Scripture, you were made for more than you can possibly imagine. You are not an accident. You were made by Holy Creator God to make a positive transformational impact in people's lives. You were made by Holy Creator God on purpose, with a purpose, for a purpose. You were made to make an impact in people's lives, in your family, in your community, your school, your company, the world. And according to Jesus, we make an impact for Him by serving like Him. By serving who and what He cares about. Once again, the impact of serving, it's transformational. The question is, transformational in what way? Well, throughout this series, we're answering that by discovering three things the impact of serving transforms. And last week, we looked at the first, which is you. The impact of serving transforms you. God wants to transform you more into everything He's created you to be. And one of the primary avenues through which He does that is by serving. When you choose to serve who and what God cares about, God transforms you more into everything He's created you to be because you grow in your relationship with Jesus in ways that you can't without serving. You experience God's presence in your lives in ways that you can't without serving. You glorify God in ways you can't without serving. You experience more of what you were made for. You humble yourself and break the pride that will eventually break you. You need to serve, not only because of the impact it makes through you, but mostly because of the impact it makes in you. The impact of serving transforms you. And here's the second thing that we're talking about today. The impact of serving transforms our church. It transforms us. Now, before we talk about how and about why that's important and why you want to experience that, it's important that we're on the same page about what the church is and is not. And the Apostle Paul, in a letter that he wrote in the first century, about 30 or so years after the events of Jesus' life, to followers of Christ in the city of Corinth, clearly told us. 1 Corinthians 12, Paul wrote, "Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by the one Spirit," referring to God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, "as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now you," speaking to the entire church in Corinth, this is plural, all y'all, "now you, all y'all, are the body of Christ, and each one of you, as individual followers of Christ, is part of it." Another English translation of the Greek New Testament says, "are members of it." Paul's using an analogy to make a point. He's saying, going, hey, you know how your physical body works, right? How you have a lot of different body parts, hands, feet, legs, arms, eyes, ears, but each of those body parts have a different function, but they're all part of what makes up your one body. Well, once you put your faith in Jesus, the same thing applies to you. According to the writers of the New Testament, the moment that we put our faith in Jesus, by asking Him to be the forgiver of our sins and proclaiming that we are following Him as the leader of our life, as our Lord, at that moment we put our faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit takes residence within us and we become part of something that Jesus established called the church. According to the Apostle Paul, who would know since he wrote a majority of our New Testament, the church is not a building. Church is not a Sunday morning event. The church is a people who are the body of Christ. Paul refers to the church as the body of Christ, because Jesus established his church to be his hands and his feet to carry on the mission that he came to this earth for, died on the cross for, rose from the grave for. The mission of seeking and saving those who are lost, those who have a broken relationship with holy creator God because of their violation of sin against him. And I say it all the time, that's you and 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 me and every single person. The mission of ushering in his love, joy, hope, peace, salvation, redemption, healing, provision, justice, mercy, grace, power, presence. The mission of ushering in his kingdom together in such a way that people, that families, that schools, that communities, that cities, that lives, that eternities, that the world is transformed. Jesus came to this earth. He died on the cross. He rose from the grave to be the hope of the world. And before he physically left this earth, before he physically ascended into heaven, he established his church to be the physical embodiment of him as his agent of hope in the world until he physically returns. As followers of Christ, we together are the body of Christ here and now. When we put our faith in Jesus, asking him to be the forgiver of our sins and leader of our life, we become a member. At that moment, we become a member of the body of Christ. We become united through the Holy Spirit to every other follower of Christ in the world. By the way, that's a big thing that baptism is all about. Yes, baptism is to individually, publicly proclaim that you are now following Jesus. But what baptism also is, it's a public proclamation that you are now part of the body of Christ, that you are now part of the church, that I am now part of you. This is why we don't do baptism individually, privately, why we always do it publicly. Which means if you've put your faith in Jesus and haven't gotten baptized, get on it. Now, it's impossible to practically live out being the body of Christ with every other follower of Christ in the world. That's why there are local churches. Communities of Christ followers who practically live out being the body of Christ in a local context. As followers of Christ, we were made for more. Jesus has called us to live as a fully functioning member of his body through the context of a local church. He's called us to be fully engaged in a local church that form and function as the body of Christ, that belong to each other, that carries on his mission together, that embodies his presence together, that's being transformed together, that's part of transforming our community and the world together. If you've been a part of Relevant for any period of time, you've heard me say this 1,000 times. Jesus is the hope of the world, and the local church is his agent of hope, of which we are his body members. You see, over and over and over throughout Scripture and throughout church history, that when a local church is truly living as the body of Christ, they experience divine unity. The love of Jesus is seen and felt. People are putting their faith in him. Lives are being transformed. Communities are being changed. Authentic community is being experienced. Things that can only be attributed to God are happening. The fullness of Jesus' power and presence is being felt and experienced. God is moving, and that's the type of church we'd all love to be a part of. But unfortunately, so often, that's not people's church experience, is it? So often, many people experience the opposite of that. And instead of people being healed, people are being hurt. Instead of unity, there's division. Instead of love, there's arguing and bickering. Instead of the community being positively impacted by the church is isolated from the community and irrelevant to the community. Instead of people growing in relationship with Jesus, religiosity runs rampant. Instead of reaching more people for Jesus, it's just losing people. Instead of people being inspired and empowered to actually follow Jesus, they're just filling their heads with a bunch of Bible verses. Instead of experiencing God's power and presence, it seems like God is completely absent. Instead of transformation, there's stagnation. For many, church doesn't seem like anything more than just a bunch of irrelevant songs and sermons. And it's caused some, maybe you, to walk away from church completely. And then others end up leaving their church to go find a better one, only to discover that it's not better there either. Ever felt that? Feel that way now? Jesus' church was made for more. Now, what I say next is so important, so don't miss this. Like every other local church, Relevant Community Church is the body of Christ. We together are Jesus' idea, which means he has a plan for us in regards to his kingdom and his glory. For those of you who say this is your church, you are a member of this local body of Christ. Not only were you made for more, but we were made for more. As the body of Christ, we together were made to make an impact in the world for Jesus together. As the body of Christ, Jesus has given us a huge purpose and a huge mission. Jesus has some God-sized cast-the-net visions for us. Jesus wants to do a transforming work in us and through us. Jesus wants us to experience the fullness of his power and presence. Jesus made us to be glorified through us. And the good news is, even though we are so far from perfect as a church because we're made up of imperfect people, we've experienced all of that in varying degrees over the last 16 years. The bad news is that according to church statistics, it's more likely not to happen than it is to happen in the future. According to church statistics, we'll become seemingly void of God's presence at some point. According to church statistics, we'll become old, irrelevant, and we'll die. The question is there anything we can do to ensure that that doesn't happen? And the answer is absolutely yes. If you look at what most dying churches have in common, most churches that are seemingly devoid of God's presence, people's lives aren't being transformed, no one's being reached for Jesus, they haven't celebrated a baptism in who knows how long. If you look at what most dying churches have in common, you'll see one glaring thing, and that is they're living paralyzed. They're living paralyzed. Some of the body members are operating as the body of Christ, but a majority of them are doing nothing. They're just paralyzed. They're not functioning. Now, let me ask you. If a majority of your physical body decided to do nothing tomorrow, would your body be operating at full capacity tomorrow? Absolutely not. Well, that's how many churches are trying to live. And let me just, it just brings up some questions. Is it possible that Jesus leaves his body? Jesus never leaves us individually, but is it possible that Jesus leaves his body when his entire body isn't living as his body? Is it possible that when we don't live as the body of Christ, that Jesus stops living in us and through us together? I believe so. And I believe that's what's happening in so many churches. Jesus didn't call Relevant Community Church into existence for that to be our story. I didn't start Relevant 16 years ago for that to be our story. I don't want that to be our story, and you don't either. But that will eventually be our story if only some of us are operating as the body of Christ. And what causes churches to live paralyzed is when we turn church into what church is not. I said earlier, the church is a people who are the body of Christ. Unfortunately, for many, the church has become a product to be consumed. Now, this is going to be so hard for some of you who claim to be followers of Christ to hear, but it is so important that you hear it. You're a consumer. And I'm not saying that to be judgmental. I'm just being honest. And in reality, many of us are consumers, and we get it honestly. We get it honestly because we live in a culture that's all about me, 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 me. What's best for me, what I want, what I need, what I get, what I prefer, what I like, what's going to help me first, what's going to benefit me first. I'm the center of the world, and you're here for me, and Jesus is here for me, and the church is here for me. I'm here to consume. I'm here to consume the sermons and the content and the music and the kids' programs that I want, that I need, that I prefer. The church is a product that exists to serve me, and I'm here to consume, 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 consume. And I want to let you know, Pastor, I'll keep consuming here as long as I like what you're feeding me. And as long as I like what you're giving me, the way I like it, when I like it, and when I want it. Come on. We were made for more. We together are the body of Christ. Christ, not a product to be consumed. The Apostle Paul, in another letter that he wrote to another church, this time in the city of Rome, addressed this. It's in Romans 12. He said, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, all the yous who have put your faith in Jesus and says, 'You're the forgiver of my sins. You're the Lord of my life. I'm following you as my leader.' I say to every one of you," Paul said, "do not think of yourself more highly than you ought." That's called pride. Talked about the danger of that last week. "But rather think of yourself with sober judgment." That's humility. "In accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you." Paul's saying, as followers of Christ, regardless of how much faith you have, regardless of how much Bible you know, regardless of what you think you need, regardless of what you prefer, regardless of what you think you deserve, stop being prideful and thinking of yourself more highly than you ought. Stop having a me mindset. Stop thinking everything revolves around you and making it all about you. Stop treating the church like a product to be consumed. And here's why. "For just as each of us has one body with many members," you know, arms, legs, ears, eyes, "and these members all do not all have the same function." I mean, the eyes don't do what the legs do, and the arms don't do what the feet do. "All the members of your body are different, but all the members of your body are needed." So, just like that, Paul says, "in Christ, we, as followers of Christ, though many, form one body," because we're the body of Christ, "and each member belongs to all the others." So Paul told the church in Rome the same thing he told the church in Corinth. He's saying, now that you're in Christ, now that you've put your faith in Jesus, you've asked him to be the forgiver of your sins, you've proclaimed him as the Lord, as the leader of your life, you're a member of the body of Christ. You now belong to a body that's bigger than yourself, that's not ultimately about you. So don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. Now, whether you've been around church your whole life or you're kind of new to the whole church thing, regardless of your church experience or what you've been taught by about church in the past, here's what you need to know. The church is not about you. The church does not revolve around your wants, your preferences, your desires, your needs, your demands, or your wishes. The church is about Jesus, his glory, his kingdom. It centers around him, and it exists to carry on the mission that he came for, that he died on the cross for, that he rose from the grave for. The church is not a product to be consumed. The church is a people who are the body of Christ. The church is not here to serve us. We are the church, and we are here to serve Jesus together, to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world together, to be Christ's ambassadors together, to be the embodiment of Jesus here and now together, to help impact the world for Jesus together. As followers of Christ, we are not made to be consumers. We're called to be contributors because we are members of the body of Christ. Paul's saying, as followers of Christ, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought by being a consumer. Instead, humble yourself by operating as a fully functioning member of the body of Christ. And then he tells us how in verse 6. Every single one of us, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. He's saying we all have different gifts that God gave us when the Holy Spirit took residence in us after we put our faith in Jesus. And he goes on to list some examples and what we should do with them. He said, if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in according with your faith. If it's faith, if it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And then immediately, Paul went on to another subject. Now, people often focus on the specific gifts listed here. And that's the wrong thing to focus on because that's not Paul's main point. Paul's not giving an exhaustive list of gifts. If he was, he would have went on and on and on and on and on with a lot more examples. His main point was to challenge them and to challenge us to operate as fully functioning members of the body of Christ by serving with the gifts that he has given to each of us. Paul's going, hey, just like you have a physical body with different body parts, but all those body parts work together to make up your one body functioning properly and functioning fully, saying just like that, you are all members of the body of Christ, and each of you has a different gift that makes you a different body part. Some of you are hands, some of you are feet, some of you are legs, some are mouths. You know who the mouths are. He said, whatever body part you are, whatever talent and gift and strength that you have, use it. Do it. Serve with it. Because as the church, we were made for more. As the body of Christ, we together were made to make a positive, transformational, God-glorifying impact in the world for Jesus together. But for that to happen in our church, just like in every other local church, the people who are a part of Relevant Community Church must be transformed into everything God's created us to be. And according to the Apostle Paul, in another letter, another letter he wrote to another church, this time in the city of Ephesus, one of the primary ways that that transformation happens in us is by all of us serving together. Here's what he wrote in Ephesians 4. He said, there's one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Paul's going, hey, the moment you put your faith in Jesus, you became part of and you were baptized into one body, the body of Christ, the church, who follows one Lord, Jesus, for the glory of one God, empowered by one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to share in one hope. And then he writes, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, and in short, those are all positions of leadership in the church. And here's why Jesus calls some people to be leaders within the church, to equip his people, followers of Christ. To equip for what, Paul? For works of service. Why, Paul? So that the body of Christ, the church, may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. And we'd all love to be that, wouldn't we? Attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, which we'd all love to experience, wouldn't we? Paul goes on to say, from him, from Jesus, the whole body, all of us, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part, as each member of the body, as each of us attends on Sundays. Nope. As each of us consumes more content. Nope. As each part, as you, as me, does its work. According to Paul, the impact of serving, it transforms our church. And that means our body needs everybody. Like every other local church, Relevant Community Church is the body of Christ, and our body needs everybody. Our body needs everybody to be engaged in operating as a fully functioning member of the body of Christ by serving on a team. Old people, young people, wealthy people, poor people, married people, single people, busy people. People who have been part of Relevant for 1 month and people who have been apart for 16 years. People who know a little bit about the Bible and people who know all kinds of Bible verses. Middle school students, high school students, retirees, you. Our body needs everybody to be engaged in serving on a team so that we can actually live as the body of Christ, so we can be the hands and feet of Jesus, so we can reach one more person for Jesus, so we can advance Jesus' mission and usher in his kingdom, so we can see the cast the net visions that God's laid in our heart come to reality, so we can help transform people into everything God's created us to be, so we can impact the next generation for Jesus, so we can reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, so that we can experience the fullness of Christ's presence and power, so that we can make a positive, transformational, God-glorifying impact in the world for Jesus together. Our body needs everybody because we together were made for more. Our body needs everybody to serve on a team because God's transforming work is unfinished. God's transforming work is unfinished in you and in me and in us as a church, and he wants to see it carried on to completion. Our body needs everybody to be fully engaged in serving on a team because the impact of serving transforms our church. Our body needs everybody because the impact of serving, it transforms you. It transforms you. And we need you to be more transformed to everything God's created you to be in order for us as a church to be more transformed into everything God's created us to be. Our body needs everybody to be engaged in serving on a team because I don't want you to become this. Listen, an attached, functioning body part is alive. It's healthy. But a detached one, sooner or later, begins to decompose and becomes ugly and gross. Moral of the story, don't become gross. And what makes churches die is when people become detached body parts. Not only because they begin to decompose, but because they start to infect everything and everyone around them. Over and over and over and over and over. For 16 years, I've watched that when people disengage from serving, they eventually make church a product to be consumed. They become critical of everything and everyone. They become prideful. Their faith begins to erode, and they blame the music. They blame the preaching. They blame the programs. They make it all about me, 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 me. So they leave to go find a better church with a better product, but they end up experiencing the same thing there because they're the detached, decomposing body part. When we're detached, when we're disengaged from serving, we can't help but become consumers. And being consumers is what kills churches. Being a consumer is what will kill ours. So Paul says, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. This is not about you. This is about Jesus, his mission, his glory, his body, of which you are a member. Our body needs everybody. But the reality of it is we are a long, 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 long way off from that. Currently, only 44% of our church body serves on a team. Now, this is crazy, but that's actually a lot better than the national average. I mean, which is crazy to me. The national average is 20% in most churches. But you and I should never be content with anything less than 100%. We should never be content with anything less than 100% because we are the body of Christ and we were made for more. Now, here's the reality. You and I are standing on the shoulders and reaping the transformational benefits of those who have chosen to operate as the body of Christ, of those 44%. We're standing on the shoulders and we're reaping the transformational benefits of those 44%. So let me just say, for those of you who are engaged in our mission of transformation by serving on a team, thank you. Never forget what you're doing, however big or small it may seem, that it matters. Summer Blast happens because of you. Sprouts happens because of you. Relevant Kids happens because of you. Rooted happens because of you. Youth United happens because of you. Tea Life groups happen because of you. Our Sunday gatherings happen because of you. Every class we have happens because of you. Our church reaching people for Jesus happens because of you. People putting their faith in Jesus here at Relevant happens because of you. The baptisms that we see week in and week out, they happen because of you. The people of Relevant being more transformed into everything God's created us to be is happening because of you. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so grateful that God has called us to be part of the church body. I just want to encourage you to stay fully engaged and don't become gross. And never forget The impact of serving, it's transforming our church. For those of you who say that relevance your church, but you aren't serving, I want to challenge you to take the next step to engage in serving on a team. Engage because you're a member of this body and our body needs everybody. Engage because we were made for more. Engage because the impact of serving transforms you. Engage because the impact of serving transforms our church. I know some of you would say, well, I'm not a follower of Christ. I don't know what I think about all this Jesus stuff. I've never put my faith in Jesus. Can I still engage? Yeah, you can still engage in serving on a team because irrelevant, you can belong before you believe. But let me just say this. If you do this, if you engage in this way, it's probably going to start changing your heart. I just want you to know before you do it, be forewarned. The easiest way to engage in serving on a team is by attending TeamLink. TeamLink's an hour event to learn about the different teams we have at Relevant and learn how to take a next step to engage. You need to know you're not committing to anything by signing up and going to TeamLink. You're just committing an hour of your time. The next TeamLink is next Sunday, 2 o'clock, right across the hall in the theater. I encourage you to take that step. If you're not serving, take that step. Sign up for TeamLink. You can sign up on the app. You can sign up on the website. You can go to the next step area. They'll answer questions. They can sign you up there as well. Now, real quick, before I move on, I want to say something to the middle school and high school students. You guys, just you real quick. Operating as a part of the body of Christ by serving on the team is for you too. You are a part of this body. And our body needs everybody. This is why we try to encourage every middle school and high school student to serve down, in our Next Gen ministries, either in Sprouts, Relevant Kids, or high school students into Rooted. And let me tell you, those of you who are, the 150 of you who are serving down in Sprouts, Relevant Kids, and Youth United, kids and students' lives are being transformed because of what you are choosing to do and operating as a part of this body. But let me say, we need all of you. We need you to serve down in Sprouts, Relevant Kids, and Rooted for our church to impact the next generation for Jesus. You guys, this is what we are about as a church. We say all the time, we are fanatics about impacting the next generation for Jesus. And if we are going to do that now, and if we are going to do it in the future, I'm telling you guys, this is, I know this may seem heavy on you, but it's not up to us old people. It's up to you. And if you don't operate as a member of a part of this body, that will stop happening. So if you want us to be a church that impacts the next generation for Jesus, you have got to engage in this. Our body, of which you are a part, needs everybody, and we don't look down on you. I mean, I am right now because I'm on a stage. Well, we don't look down on you. We want to be in this with you. And let me tell you what, you guys, Jesus' disciples, you know those 12 guys we talk about all the time? Those weren't old guys like me. They were your age. And Jesus selected them, and Jesus used them, and those 12 guys transformed this world. And Jesus, I believe, wants to do it through you. Don't wait till you get old. Do it now. Because when you get old, you get ugly and things sag and you're tired and you don't know what's going on. Use all that energy you got right now. Listen, if you're not serving down but you're interested, talk to your small group leader, talk to Devin, talk to Coleman. They can give you a next step on how to engage in that. All right, the impact. The impact of serving, it transforms our church. And because of that, there's one more next step that I want to challenge some of you to take. And that next step is to join volunteer staff. Now, anyone can serve. You don't have to be on volunteer staff to serve. But volunteer staff is a whole different group of people. Volunteer staff are the people of Relevant who have committed to own and drive our mission of transformation. We are who we are as a church because of the 650 people who have committed as volunteer staff. If you've never considered becoming part of volunteer staff, I strongly encourage you to consider it. By joining volunteer staff, you become part of something bigger than yourself. You'll feel and you'll be more engaged. You'll experience and celebrate the mission of transformation on a deeper level. You'll experience church not being a destination, not being a building, not being a Sunday morning event, but a church being a people on mission. You'll go from being a consumer to becoming being the body of Christ. And your serving experience is going to be so much better. It's going to be so much more meaningful, and it's going to be so much more impactful. All of our volunteer staff have gone through two classes, Relevant 101, Relevant 201. Relevant 101 is a 5-week class where you learn more about Relevant, more about God, more about how to follow Jesus. Relevant 201 is a 5-week class where you learn more about how God has uniquely created you and will prepare you to own and drive the mission as a member of volunteer staff. When you're done with Relevant 101 and 201, you'll understand why we do what we do as a church more. You'll know your church, you'll know God, you'll know yourself better. You'll meet some amazing people and start some friendships. You'll grow in a relationship with Jesus. You'll be better equipped to impact the world for Jesus, and you'll be more engaged. The time commitment to go through Relevant 101 and Relevant 201 is short, but the difference it makes in you and in our church is huge. God will use this time to transform you more into who He's created you to be. Listen, even if you're not interested in joining volunteer staff, but you'd like to learn more about Relevant and about following Jesus, Relevant 101 is your best next step. The next Relevant 101 class starts end of September, beginning of October. You can get more information. You can sign up on the app, on the website, or always you can go to the Next Step area, sign up there, or have one of our team members can also answer any questions. We, Relevant, are the body of Christ. Our body needs everybody. So for those of you who are part of Relevant, you say, this is your church. Let me ask you, are you operating as the body of Christ by serving on a team? For those of you who say yes, once again, I am so proud of you. I am so grateful for you. And others need to hear about the impact that serving, that your serving has made in you or in our church. So share your story. Share your story with as many people as possible. Email me your story. Get on, social media. DM us your story. Share it with your T-Life group this week. People just need to hear your story. For those of you who answer no to this question, I challenge you to take the next step to engage. Don't become gross. You were made for more. You were made to make an impact. And the impact of serving is transformational for you and for us. Now, here's the deal. No church in America has ever seen 100% of the people who are part of that church answer yes to this question. No church has ever seen it. Why not us? Why not us? I mean, look at all God did through 44%. He done pretty good, done a lot through 44%. Imagine 100%. Woohoo! Thank you. That threw me off. Thank you, Susan. Listen, if 100% of us, and Megan, don't do no stupid reels of me doing that this week. Listen. If 100% of us said yes to this question, 100% of the time, we truly experience the more we were made for. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I'm just blown away, Jesus, that you came on this huge mission, and when you physically left, you called us to carry it on and be your body. That blows my mind, but Lord, I know we can because you gave your spirit to us. You've empowered us in that way. And so, Lord, whatever next step we need to take as members of your body, I pray we choose to take those next steps. And I realize every single one of us is in a different season of life, and I get all of those things. But, Lord, I pray we just don't let this go by the wayside because I know that doing so turns your church into what your church is not. And Lord, we're an imperfect church, and we don't get all of this stuff right, and I get all of that stuff. But Lord, we want to operate as your body. We want to be your hands and feet in this world. We want to be your ambassadors. Ultimately, we want you to be glorified. So whatever next step, Lord, that we all need to take, I pray that we choose to take it today. In Jesus' name, amen.